94.9 KUOW Seattle, Thursday, February 8, 2007. I'm Amanda Wild. Growing older means losing your edge. Whatever your industry, when you climb for the top, you can easily find yourself over the hill. Ross Cyan is a Seattle-based hip-hop artist for whom 30 was a big milestone. Today, he brings us songs that represent his musical evolution. Ross, thanks for coming in today.
No, thanks for having me.
What was so intimidating about turning 30?
Well, I suppose the most intimidating part about turning 30 really was directly related to my area of work. In the hip-hop industry, it really is a youth-driven industry. Hip-hop essentially is a music created by youth and primarily for youth. So I think I felt like turning 30 would somehow make me the other guy in the eyes of young people, you know, and perhaps what I had to say or the perspective that I had to offer might not be relevant anymore.
You felt connected to youth and a certain kind of youthful energy. Did that change now that you're a couple years into your decade?
Well, I've found that I have to make a conscious effort, really, to remain connected. I know that we all have experienced, a conversation with somebody who might use their age or their old age in particular as an excuse for being disconnected. You know, say that, well, I'm too old to change or, I'm too old to learn new things. I think what happens when people start to adopt that mindset is they really convince themselves that that is the truth, when in fact it's not. I've found that I haven't stopped learning new things. I still have a desire to learn new things, and I still seek out a constant dialogue with the youth so that I can. It's really a process of gathering the information that keeps you connected.
We're going to hear an early piece of yours. So, what is it? Where's it from?
This is a track that I recorded in just a makeshift basement-type studio around about 92, 93. it's all really crude production. It was never mixed or mastered. This was just the type of stuff that I would record, you know, after a day in school type thing.
What is the name of this piece?
It never really had a formal name because it was never released. It was tentatively called It's Like That. You might have to turn the levels up, too. Like I said, it's pretty rough.
It's Like That by a teenage Ross Cyan.
See, all of us are in danger. Damn, I'm glad I paid attention to the words when I jammed on my fat boombox. Used to take it to school. You all know my name, so I guess I just cool. Out and about, I quench the drought. Diminish, replenish what you've been without. I got my own thing, now the phone ring when I want it to. Shit's cool when I broke, wanna know my point of view. A's where I'm coming from, B's where I'm headed. Gotta make moves, if I don't, I'll regret it. Never losing sight of my destiny. No matter how many times they keep testing me.
That's Ross Cyan at age about 18.
Yeah, around about 18, 19 years old.
Ross Cyan is 32, and for hip-hop, that means he's possibly over the hill.
Mm-hmm.
Today, he's brought in several pieces of music that represent his musical evolution. What stands out for you listening to this now?
What it represents, I think, is this mindset, this youthful mindset of attacking the system. You know, what it lacks, I think, is a focus. I think what I was trying to do at that age, which would have been, 18, 19 years old, was trying to identify who the enemy was. And I think at that age, you know that there must be an enemy out there somewhere because you can feel the oppression somehow. You feel like you're being held back, but you're not sure who that enemy is. So there's a process of trying to discover what the fight is all about. So it really does lack a lot of focus. It's all over the place. But ultimately, I think the underlying current really is attacking the system. One of the benefits really of youthhood is being open. You know, your receptivity is so wide, and therefore oftentimes there is a lack of focus. But sometimes that's necessary, you see.
Let's bring in this second piece that you brought in. How would you characterize this one?
This was a song that was actually written, I'd say, right around 1999 or something like that. I was living overseas at the time. I would have been in Zambia at this point. But I just had a chance to record it when I came back to the States. So it would have been recorded in 2003. I had originally thought about putting it on the Live and Learn album, but it's one of the cut tracks from Live and Learn. I didn't really think that the track was good enough to make the album. But in retrospect, I think it might be more poignant than a lot of the other tracks that did. This track is called, again, it doesn't really have an official title, but it's something like Sounds of Music. And I think what it represents is me beginning to realize how music could be utilized as a tool for revolution, how music has an ability to bring together classes. Music can be the essential tool to bring the classes together for the sake of revolution.
You said you really didn't have a direction in the first piece we heard. You felt this vague oppression.
Yeah, sure.
And this revolutionary spirit, but it was rather unfocused. And now mm-hmm. it sounds like in the late 90s, you're gaining perspective on that revolution.
Absolutely.
So here's what we're going to call Sounds of Music from Ross Ion.
Yeah, good enough.
We on the scene in loose jeans, knitted hats and boots. They call us guard, cause we possess the attributes. Staffs are broad, cause we not ever have to shoot. Smash facades, then we expose the natural view, the actual, the way platonic masters do. Ask for truth, and things seem only half as true. Blast for you, cause me, I got the aptitude. Pass the fruit from the spot where the grass is grew. I say peace to kids who carry Krylons and jam sports. Peace to all my peoples on public transport. Peace to heads who holding down employment to support. They first love the art form. I got love for ladies and gents that paid the cost. Love for brothers and sisters and kin take lore. Mad love for free spirits who pretend they lost to follow the sound, the heart found.
We're talking about growing up hip hop with Ross Ion. What do you think you've gained as you age? Have you gotten better?
Better. Short answer, yes. I believe that I have. And I think so much of that answer revolves around experience. For example, if you had a friend of yours who was being, you know, beat down in the street, and your solution to the problem would be to hand him a pamphlet on overcoming the oppression of, street mugging or something like that, that's not really a whole lot of help. You know, you have to get dirty. You have to actually jump into the fight, become engaged, and defend the people who you're working with. That's being actively involved in the struggle. So trying to figure out my role in this whole process, you know, hip hop is about the struggle. It always has been. And I think that that's, in a way, what qualifies good hip hop from bad hip hop, essentially. For me, I choose to represent the struggle between God and man. That's a struggle that I'm actively involved in. That's a struggle that I go through on a daily basis. Let's go to track three. It's called Kentucky Straight Bourbon. It's B-U-R-B-I-N, as in suburbs. Sometimes by virtue of living outside of the city, you know, that's the role that I'm playing. You know, I really have to engage in the dialogue with a whole different demographic than hip-hop traditionally reaches.
Kentucky Straight Bourbon.
That's right.
From Ross Ion.
What's going on in the suburbs? Yo, what's going on in the suburbs? What? Yo, you act like suburban cats don't live it. This kid spit six out the Civic, picked the Vic when he licked it. Witnesses said this Asian chick did it. The tattoo dragon on her wrist matched the color of a lipstick. The central district's thick with activity. The population rise defines multiplicity. The size of the city can't accommodate this many. So he who's not penniless finds empty lots plenteous. Trends tend to hit the wind and move fast. And will you calculate the price of gas? Why not? You
can triple. Ross Ion has brought in music that reflects his musical growth, and he's sharing reflections on what happens to his art as he matures in years. The music you've brought in definitely represents a progression, an experience of discovery and revelation. Mm-hmm. What's revealed now in this latest project, Common mm-hmm. Market?
Well, if we select one track from the album, I would pick Trinity. I think it serves as a metaphor, really, for this evolution that we're speaking of. I can't always be the young guy who's, you know, chanting down the system. Sometimes it's necessary to operate in a different capacity. In a way, that's what Trinity really represents for me.
Here's Trinity from Common Market.
From the start of my heart, when art was deep in the fold, at the time of my first rhyme, when I was 12 years old, I heard the voice of reason speaking from the beacon of hope. It said, I represent with mind, body, and soul. And ever since then, I'm questioning what I'm told. Explore the options when I'm stopping at the fork in the road. The effect of my actions left a crack in the mold. I represent with mind, body, and soul.
That's Trinity from Common Market, hip-hop duo based here in Seattle that came out in 2006. So that's the most recent project you've done. And judging from that first piece from 1992, what do you think you learned? What do you think you've lost?
Mm. You should have sent me that question in advance. What have I learned and what have I lost? Wow. I suppose what I've learned is to appreciate the process rather than focus on the product. I am so happy that I never released an album at 19 or 20 years old. I wasn't ready. I didn't know where I stood. I went through so much between, the ages of 20 and 30 that I do feel a lot more focused now. My mantra now is I know exactly where I stand, but I'm fully prepared to be moved. And with that approach, that's how I write the music that I write now.
Ra, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks again for having me.
Do you want to go out on one more song?
Yeah, sure. I think it might be appropriate to play the title track from Live and Learn, which actually came out in 2004. But this is a track where I had gotten my daughter actually involved, literally, with the writing process. And I pitched to her just a word, and then she gave me back. It was like a word association thing. And what this represents is that process of gathering information from the youth. It's a way for me to show how I plan to pass it on.
Faith.
Prayer.
Hope.
Wish.
Trust.
Peace.
I'm putting mine in you despite the hate.
Bad.
Lies.
Bad.
Corruption.
Violence.
You and I see it through. We got love.
Friends.
Honor.
Queen.
Truth.
Awesome.
To overpower the effects of the guns.
How?
Drugs.
Yuck.
Violence.
Knife.
Yo, they're no threat to the knowledge.
Book.
Strength.
Weight.
Pride.
Proud.
We're claiming our birthright from the radio.
Money.
Video.
50.
News.
Forecast.
We live without satellite. Now that's reality.
Disaster.
Integrity.
Desire.
Security.
Police.
In the midst of the facade of the government.
Agents.
President.
Flag.
Terrorist. We understand the plan of God. All that I can teach you is all that I know. My capacity for learning is increased as you grow. I depend upon your infinite wisdom for insight. You provide the incentive to fight the good fight. And I apologize for all those times I fell short. Amazed at the ways you still showed support. Cause I know respect's hard to earn.
You know what they say?
What's that?
Live and learn.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm Amanda Wild, Thursday, February 8th, 2007, 94.9 KUOW.